This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nordstrom and JCPenney both report their latest profits and losses today. They're in a tough era for companies built on huge stores in massive shopping malls, what with Amazon and the advent of a little thing called online shopping eating into profits. Marketplace's Ben Bradford looks at the new strategies that brick-and-mortar stores are adopting.
The first thing to understand is what doesn't work. Consultant Bob Phibbs, whose moniker is the Retail Doctor, says we don't need huge warehouses offering racks and racks of clothes.
We have too many places to buy too much of the same thing.
Hence, mass closures of thousands of retail stores last year alone. So companies like Kohl's have focused on offering more custom labels. Macy's and Nordstrom are creating smaller shops that look more like boutiques with a limited, curated selection of products, and they can throw the rest up online. Aaron Cheris with Bain & Company says that plays to a strength that physical stores still have.
There are a lot of things I want to touch and feel. There's a lot of comfort in the ability to go to a physical place to return something.
Perhaps the biggest endorsement of this brick-and-mortar strategy? The world's largest online retailer is buying in. Amazon has begun launching its own small stores with a curated lineup of products that have received 4 stars online. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.